Howdy, pizza. It's Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to Video Game Bang. Yes, my name is Corey. Yes, I just said howdy. And yes, this is Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com and Corsair Gaming. We want to thank you guys for taking a chance to listen to the show if it's your first time. I don't know how you came across us. We are Sacramento's number one gaming podcast, and we are ready to talk about a lot of topics this week. We have a cavalcade of topics, as you guys may or may not have heard. I'm assuming if you have the internet, you've heard that it is Back to the Future Day. This is the day that Marty McFly went to in the future, and it's been all over the news. There's a lot of cool stories that came out of it. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about Fallout 4 hype. Fallout 4, all sorts of merchandising happening going on and some exclusive items being sold on the Bethesda store in anticipation for what is going to be Game of the Year. Let's face it, everybody. It's going to be Game of the Year. There's also the Star Wars trailer that was debuted on Monday Night Football. We're going to be going down, breaking it down, talking about the latest theories, our own thoughts and opinions on getting our experience grabbing the tickets. Because you know you got to go see it opening night. It's just become a thing at this point. You can check us out on iTunes if you're not already. Subscribe on iTunes. You can get the podcast delivered right to your ears. Not only iTunes, but we're now on, of course, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all those good things. But we just got added to the Audio Boom directory. If you guys aren't using Audio Boom, it's actually a really nice place. And what's awesome about them is that they actually vet the podcasts very well. So you know when you go to Audio Boom, you're not just getting any old podcast. You're getting one that has been analyzed, they check the quality, they make sure it meets their standards, and then they add it on. As you could guess, VGB is on Audio Boom. We are a featured podcast last week, and you can get us there. The RSS is hooked up, so you can rate, review us, all that good stuff. But we got a show to do, and we want to thank you guys and hope you enjoy this week's
Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my Star Wars, Back to the Future, Fallout 4, bitch pizzas? My name is Corey Vincent. You are listening to Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And Corsair Gaming, come sail away with us.
Horrible.
Joining me on the show, as always, my co-host. I couldn't do it without him. He's the best. Aaron Carter, how you doing?
Horrible. That's how we're doing.
Aaron, we don't talk anymore.
Yeah, I bet you we don't. This is the exact reason.
If you guys don't know, we did the show for probably about 45 seconds,
yeah,
and I wasn't recording.
Not at all.
So without any inkling, I just restarted the show. I pretty much nailed it.
Wow.
Just how I did the first time, if not a little bit better. That's how we roll.
So as I was saying, I went to Apple Hill for the first time.
What? As a black guy?
You said that the first time.
Yeah, I did. As a black guy. And there wasn't that many black people there.
No, there's not.
I could count them all on my hand.
Yeah.
That's how many black people.
Yeah.
No, that was you.
There were four. There were four.
Were they all with you?
No, they weren't all with me.
Oh.
So 50% was with me.
Boom.
Okay, so.
Did you guys all share an awkward glance like, ugh, how'd you guys end up here?
Well, one black guy was with a white woman, so I couldn't share the glance with him because, you know, he had infiltrated.
Yeah.
Would he have taken it as a sign of, like, you trying to move in? Is my white woman.
Yeah. If I was with a white person,
you know
then,
how long it took me?
If I was with a white person, you would have been like, what are you doing here, bro? Like, these are my white people.
white people gonna do.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you guys don't know what Apple Hill is. It's a Sacramento thing we do. All of us.
You know
Sacramento.
What? I think it is a Sacramento thing because I told a coworker and he was like, what is that? And he's from Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
And
he wouldn't have any idea.
It's ultimately everybody who's close to this side of Placerville. So
it's in between here and Reno, basically. Yeah. It's like a nice almost halfway point.
Is it really?
No.
Just about.
It's closer than that. It's only like 25, 30 minutes away.
You're retarded. It's an hour drive.
Yeah. It's
from here?
Yeah. It's a ways.
And I drove from West
I wouldn't
side.
Say it's a halfway point. We're going to bore everybody.
Wait, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Introduce
so
everybody else.
We also have on the show, of course, you know him, you love him. He is the real David Webb.
What's up?
You can talk now.
No. We got to record again.
Now, no, because yeah, you start the recording. You ate it.
Me and Webb, we're okay now. If you were watching the weekend show, there was a little bit of conflict. We buried the hatchet. Everything's good. You don't have to be afraid to talk.
No, because the way you ended it, I thought like you were going one
He's
more
like
step.
A puppy that you beat last week.
He was waiting for you to lead in with more.
I know.
Yeah,
he
wanted
what more
a bigger
did you want,
intro.
Damn it.
It wasn't a good enough intro.
The magnificent, the incredible.
There you go.
And the last man rounding out the panel. He's been gone for a while, but he's back. And his hat is goofier than ever. Eddie Villanueva Jr.
Do you have any newspapers
what
I could buy?
What is up? You know what? Shut the fuck up.
Is that
no.
So you're part of the newsies?
Are you a newsie?
No, I'm not a newsie.
Are you
no.
Huey Lewis? And do you have the
Who?
News?
What, where, when, how? Anyway. No, how you guys doing?
And there you have it.
There you go. Good. That's it.
That's it.
How about barbecue sauce there? Was that a little racist?
Barbecue
is it
sauce
apple
where?
Barbecue sauce?
It is apple
oh,
barbecue
oh,
sauce.
Oh, apple hill. We're back at
I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, it is apple barbecue sauce. I had to throw
that
in.
That depends. Did you put it on chicken?
I did not.
Then it's not
Actually,
racist.
I haven't put it on anything yet, so whatever.
Oh, you've been really into barbecue sauce lately.
I have. This
is
my sixth.
Are you
like,
now
different?
A barbecue sauce connoisseur?
I'm trying to find the right one. That's why.
You know what that means? It means you got to start moving into making your own.
Ooh.
It's possible.
Don't tempt me, because I think I will.
Okay. What is I was going to say, what is on just about every single bottle of barbecue sauce?
I got to look now.
A black man.
Is
no,
it?
No.
Not crap.
No,
there's bull
oh,
on the bullseye.
Crap.
That's basically
bullseye.
Black guy.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah, it's technically.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
But we got
Sweet
Stubbs.
Baby Ray's. Stubbs. Yeah. That's my uncle.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yeah, I have Sweet Baby Ray's. I have Stubbs. I have Bullseye. I have now this apples thing. I have this lime version. I don't know. Whatever.
Kinder makes some good stuff as well.
Kinder? I don't
Kinder know. Makes very good stuff. If you guys are new to the show, thanks for checking us out.
No, they're like, this is a video game podcast?
Yeah, it is a video
Apple
game
Hill
podcast.
And barbecue
recipes
sauce.
And distance and driving.
We do talk about it. We are Sacramento's number one gaming podcast, as a matter of fact.
Numero uno.
And we thank you for this stopping by. We thank you for this stopping
wow.
by.
Wow. Hopefully they stay.
Yeah, hopefully you stay. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Facebook at, or no, facebook.com/videogamebangbang, Twitter at videogamebang. Hit us there with questions. We want to talk about your questions. You can also watch us live 2 times a week on Wednesdays and Saturday nights on Twitch.tv/videogame_bang. So it's been a nutso day. There's one thing I'm not going to talk about today. It's the low-hanging fruit. I'm
what?
Sick of it by now.
Gross.
The low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. I mean, every radio station I listened to today, every TV commercial, every video that was forwarded to me was in the theme of Back to the Future.
Oh.
So we're not going to talk about Back to the Future.
You know what?
I thought he was going to say Lamar Odom.
Quite the opposite of my day. I didn't hear really too much about anything.
Good gravy. How did you escape it?
I work in receiving.
And he put his phone in his pocket.
Gross.
And yeah, I don't really have my phone on me usually, so.
Everything you can think of today.
But how many days? I could have swore we've gone over this multiple times
people,
with this movie,
people
right?
People Photoshop it. That's why, because I thought like, the same thing. Because a couple weeks ago, I was like, "Didn't we like
we did
like
this
3 years
ago?
We've
yeah.
been doing this
every time." It's like, "Oh, it's the day that was in the movie." Like,
no, okay. No, people have been looking forward to this one for a good minute. There's a guy on one of these Facebook groups that I'm a part of that last year set up this event for today. He's like, "Everybody, you know, we're all gonna watch the movie at the same time," and blah blah blah. This was like a year and a half ago.
Movie
was the movie that good?
One, yes. Mm-hmm. Two? Mm. Was there a three?
Yeah.
There was a three.
That's
one
how
where
bad
they went
it was.
To the Old West.
That's how bad it was.
It kind of goes to your thinking, Corey, because it's like it was good, but there's a lot more attention given to it than it should have been, and now it's getting overly hyped, and it's kind of not.
Well, I think today is understandable, though, because
oh, yeah,
they go
yeah.
to the future, and today's the day that they go in the future. So the whole thing is okay, so what did they see in the future in the movie, and how close is that to reality?
I saw that. I saw somebody do a video for that where
Tons
they had
people,
the split
yeah.
screen.
Oh,
videos,
someone did a video for
article.
It?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well,
that,
no, there's
original.
That's
you know,
unique, yeah.
Okay,
that's
no hoverboard. No self.
There's a hoverboard.
No hoverboard like in the movie.
Not like, okay, not in the
no
movie.
No self. Like tightening shoes,
yes,
like in the movie.
Yeah,
yeah,
they
yeah
are.
There are.
Well, now there is there? Because they just basically
they
copied
uploaded
the damn
like
thing.
A 15-minute video of
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox trying to put his shoes on.
It wasn't 15 minutes. That's jacked up. It was only like 47 seconds.
No, it wasn't.
And half of that time was just him trying, like, really enamored with the shoes. It's like, oh, these are great. Oh, wow, these are awesome.
I didn't care. Too long did not watch.
The one that I saw that they tried to compare, and I was like, that technology is literally around, was the fingerprint to open up something. Like, yeah.
That's been around for a minute.
We got that for the longest.
Yeah. Like, it's on our iPhones.
It's like, they got it at McDonald's.
It's on your phone now. Yeah. So I don't understand. When they showed that, it was like, oh, that's not, you don't do that. Yeah, you do. You have eye scanners and stuff like that.
There was so many videos. I was so.
Eye scanner sounds cool.
So we're just not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk one bit. On this show, you have my promise. We're not going to talk about Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
At all. Yep, not at all.
Sounds like a plan.
We're not talking about
Floyd Mayweather then.
No, but did you see this video with Doc Brown? Like, they shot a video of him. Yeah. He was like, it was like he shot it today.
Okay.
Current day Doc Brown. He was like, oh, things are quite different and look to the future. And then,
is that your impression of Doc Brown?
I've never seen the movie, so I don't know.
You've never seen any
of
the movie?
You've never seen any of them?
I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, like, literally, then that's probably what you should be doing.
No, we're not going
to
talk
We're going to stop the show so Corey can see the movie.
We're done talking about Back to the Future. We're not going to talk about it anymore. Did you see how they took a part of L.A. and they remodeled it to be just like the town square from Back to the Future?
No, that's terrible.
I did see that, actually. There was a bunch
of
people.
Yeah. They projected the clock tower.
The clock tower.
The lightning and everything.
The black nerd was there. Aaron, your friend.
Who?
The black nerd comedy.
You guys know each other, right?
No. Don't you guys have your monthly meetings or something?
No.
You guys look like twins.
No, we don't. Good Lord.
Wow.
If you want to meet Aaron and Andre from Black Nerd Comedy, you guys are going to want to go to the Sat Gamer Sexpo.
That already sounds racist. If you want to meet Sat Aaron Gamer and Andre Sexpo. And not tell who's the difference, go to the Sac Expo Gaming.
Especially if you wear your glasses.
Yeah,
if you wear your hipster glasses.
Yeah, I probably will.
Hmm.
I'm not even going to tell the story because I literally just got into some racism. Like 2 days ago.
All right, we're totally done talking about Back to the Future. We have so much more to talk about.
And yet you're here
more
to
important
talk about
stuff.
More racism.
Well, did you guys see that those shoes actually tie themselves, though? Like, don't
you
guys even want
that?
Yeah, they just sent them. He got them this morning.
And they're being released in 2016.
And then you get wet on them, or water on
you
them.
You get wet on them.
You get wet all
you
on
get
them.
You get wet on them.
Any kind of wet.
You get any kind.
They stop working.
Aaron starts getting moist.
Yeah.
When the wet falls from the sky and it just,
And then you can't use your eye scanny thing.
Your eye
scanner. I'm afraid they're going to tighten too much and you're going to lose all control of your foot.
It's going to compress your foot clean off or something?
Yeah.
Like
it's going to get stuck and it's just going to keep tightening and then you have this vice grip on your foot.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
For those ugly damn shoes.
For those ugly ass shoes. What are they called? Air Max?
No.
Mac Jordans?
Mags.
Mag Dre's.
Yep, that's
Mac
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nikes by Dre.
And Nike is making it?
Yeah. Because they were Nikes in them.
Oh, I can't remember. Right. I just remember him because it was so quick. What about the jacket?
Not yet.
We're not getting the little air conditioned jacket.
I mean, I was thinking about it though. I mean, if you think about it, they do actually have that like water repellent type stuff that they put on clothes, I guess.
But he had like wind gusts inside. Like, he was an airbender or something.
Nobody's
going to
put
like
a
that.
Turbine in their jackets or something.
They got USB chargers in jackets now.
That is true.
With the, whatchamacallit, solar panels on your back. Yeah.
Ridiculous. So,
looking like a Ninja Turtle.
Exactly.
They newspapers were putting the cover of the newspaper in the movie.
Like so original, right?
Phony website. Everybody who got in on the action. It's
just
so low hanging fruit.
Like an orgy of
I basically shun any show, website, podcast that just talked about this damn
thing.
Like
we're doing currently.
Doesn't our website?
No, I guaranteed everybody we're not going to talk about Back to the Future.
Doesn't our website talk about Back to the Future? Just
saying. I shun them. Okay. Shun everybody. We're done talking about Back to the Future. Because we got Star Wars to talk about, too. God damn it. It is hard. It is expensive right now to be a geek in the world.
No, it's not.
It is
to be a legitimate geek.
It's called
to be a legitimate
geek. Restraint, people.
Aaron,
that's what it's called.
I have no restraint.
And
ask
the problem
ask your mother.
Yeah.
Well.
Did I do it? Is that a good one?
Boom.
No?
No, that's good. I thought it was
good. But you did an O at the... You could have O.
8.5.
If I didn't get an O.
Damn.
Yeah, you know what? I got to go with Dave. That's about an 8, 8.5.
I gave an O, but it was a weak O.
Yes.
I'm not like the O that I gave your mom.
Oh!
That is how you do it.
Damn. Good one, Webb.
That's how you do
it. Point, Webb.
You know, it's funny. David's better at doing this stuff in person than he is doing, you know, talking like this on.
But you do it on
Facebook.
Is that what you've been doing? You've been talking like that
online?
I've
been talking trash online.
Oh, wow. He said I've been practicing for this
I've been
moment.
Working on it.
For this moment.
So Star Wars trailer came out during Monday Night Football this week to mass hysteria.
Because that's where you want to, you know, first show your trailer to
apparently
the NFL crowd.
To a bunch of drunken Americans.
It seemed to work.
Americans.
Because
they had a hype to it. Because when I went to work, my coworker was telling me, oh, tonight, football, watch it for the Star Wars.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like it was.
You think they could have put it on anything?
Yeah, they could have put it on anything.
Telemundo?
Yeah. They could
have
put it on
Telemundo Monday night.
In the
boy, tell you what.
Right in the middle of Los Compañeros.
Because I remember he's not a, I don't believe he's a football fan. And he was just like, yeah, I'm just, as soon as it comes on, I'm going to watch that and then flip it on something else. Who was playing?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Eagles and the Giants.
Exactly.
The Eagles and the Giants.
You don't know what.
No, I do.
I only know that because they're in the Cowboys division and it was a big game. But regardless, it came out. There's no shortage of places to go find fan theories, articles, coverage. Perhaps the best place would be to nerdreactor.com, where there's some very interesting theories posted up there. Aaron, I assume you saw it. I know you're not the biggest Star Wars fan.
But I did watch it twice.
But you watched it twice. No inclination to buy an advanced showing, huh?
No. Only because I do trust Abrams. That's who's directing it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's a
you
good,
got that much right.
He's
so far.
A good director. I like his work. He knows how to take old concepts and modernize them.
Well, Star Trek,
exactly. Because when I watched Star Trek, I was like, I like this movie.
Yeah.
Don't like Star Trek at all, but I did like the movies.
So you weren't familiar much with the
no
lore before,
I wasn't.
Well, and you didn't have to be with the way that he did the movie.
But I'm saying though that was enough
I came
to
out fresh.
Persuade him to come into it. And
I came out fresh. The only exposure I had to it before because my mom's a huge Trekkie or whatever, but classic, you know.
Oh, original.
Original, yeah.
Okay.
And then a little of next gen.
She's used to the Spock.
Yeah. So I get it. Yeah, but you didn't get another one like the rest.
Oh, no.
Everybody's trying to go in, but it's,
but
it's not helping.
Not enough to get you to go
not
get
enough,
an advanced
not enough. Not
everyone's
enough.
Trying to go in, huh?
I mean, I like Star Wars. I like the whole lore behind it, but now it seems kind of like they're going with this whole thing of, I don't know. I will reserve my judgment for when the movie comes out. I'm not going to prejudge and be like, oh, okay, it's, you know, it's not what I want. Because, you know, I think it's still going to be a very good movie. Like, I think it is.
Let me give you a little background into my life.
Oh, good Lord.
This is going to be a little scary for some.
That would be a good time to go get something to drink.
I appear on the outside to be a happy-go-lucky, jolly old fellow. But in my core, I'm a very dark, disturbed person. And I don't like things that a lot of people like just because a lot of people like it.
You
oftentimes.
Said this before.
Yeah. And I found myself just getting hit with a wave lately of just this anxiety because these things that I felt like I've liked for a long, long time have just blown up, and the fandom is so insane for these
Examples.
Few franchises. Star Wars.
Okay, one.
Fallout 4.
I think that's always been big.
That big?
Yeah.
A loot crate selling out within like 5 minutes for $100.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been that nuts.
They could have done that for Vegas. They could have done that for Vegas.
No. You're crazy.
Before Vegas came out?
You're crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like three off the ride of three.
The hype behind four, it's never been marketed this high before. There's never been this many people talking about it. They didn't have the full stage show. They haven't been getting this much press
ever.
Not even Skyrim. That was recent.
It hasn't been Madnized, so it doesn't come out every year. Everybody's been freaking game theorying the crap out of this thing since the end of Fallout Vegas. Like, oh, what is the next one's going to be? Is it going to be in L.A.? Is it going to be in Boston? Yeah.
Baltimore,
so it's been the internet has hyped it so much before it even got announced. And then when they came out and actually showed it, it looks like it lives up to what
I know. And I know it's going to be great. And just like Star Wars, I know it's going to be awesome. I just want people to chill the fuck out.
No, they can't.
Like act like you've been there before.
But see, this is the
thing. You ever see like that's the reason I hate the 49ers.
Wow.
Like when you see the 49ers play and they score and they're like celebrating like every single touchdown like it's a freaking game winner.
Cuz like, it's one in every like what? five games that
be
they actually score.
Be a professional team. Act like you've been there before.
But here's the thing.
You want them to just score and just walk off?
Nod your head, say, that was a nice play.
What are you jumping up and down for?
I literally wrote something similar, or not similar, but, you know, to this kind of thought on, you know, for my last article about, you know, the new experiences or whatever with gamers. We've played games for years now. At least 15 years plus in this room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like for bare minimum, you've played games for about 15 years.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah, even plus, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's new generations each year that these are new to this is new to them. Like, this is their Super Mario 1 or something like that. I know, it's shocking, right, Webb? It's crazy to think that, okay, there's a whole new market of people who have never been there. They can't act like they've been there because they have never been there. So they're getting hyped for this crap. But us older gamers who have been there multiple times are like, you know, it's going to be a good game, but, you know, been there, done that type of thing. So how do you find that merger for both where everybody can get excited or everybody can be like, you know, I don't want it to be everybody's like, oh, been there, done that type of thing.
And not even in that mindset of just new gamers, but even younger gamers, but new altogether, just the generation of people who are finally realizing that there's more to video games than just what the stigma has been. So people getting into it and realizing that there's substance here. There's actual value. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, Fallout New Vegas came out 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 5 years of a whole new set of gamers. Maybe not a whole new generation, because I don't think five-year-olds are going to be playing Fallout 4. But
maybe,
actually.
My brother was playing Resident Evil 4 at 6 or 7.
There you go.
So
but even then, that's 5 years of discovery for some, you know, for some people.
I think it makes it hard, though, because, like, I don't know. I love Star Wars. It's one of my beloved franchises. I have so many good memories of some of my best friends. Like, we'd get together, and that's what we'd watch. We'd watch Star Wars. No matter how many times, we're basically, you know, quoting the movie as it's going, and then now it just feels
so,
like, everybody's into it. And here's the thing. Like, this is where it really affects my life, all right? I wanted to go see it opening night, but I didn't want to, like, be one of those, you know,
you're going to be.
That have to get it the very second it comes out.
Yeah.
But too many people started doing that. The shows I wanted to go see that I would have seen that I could have normally just gotten access to started selling out so quick. So now, instead of going into the one in my neighborhood, which I would have, you know, preferred to do, I got to go out to the ghettos of Greenback Theater.
Greenback? Really? That's the ghetto?
That's the ghetto.
I can find you I can find you an even more ghetto.
There's probably only one worse movie theater in
there. Tyrone's Theaters on Crenshaw.
Shoot.
I can find you one.
Not even.
So now I got to go to the theater I don't want.
Bubba's Backyard,
you know,
on Stockton Boulevard.
I was tricked into buying my tickets, you know, way earlier than I would have preferred
How much?
To. How much?
Yeah.
$11 a ticket.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. The price wasn't a thing, but it was just the demand.
Who tricked you?
I would have wanted.
Jedi mind tricked you?
First, I was like, maybe I'll go to the new Studio Movie Grill to see it. Sold out.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I'll just go to Natomas. Sold out.
Sold out.
See,
all
here,
right,
this
Greenback.
This is how you solve your problem. You live like it's 1989. No internet en masse. You get all your information about new stuff coming out by going to a Kmart.
Yeah.
What?
You find when the release date is of a movie, newspaper.
Yeah.
Or TV commercial.
Mm-hmm. It's eerie how close you're getting to Corey right now.
And you'll be fine. There's no hype around you. The number one hype that you get from everything is coming right off the internet. You see everybody posting crap. You hear all the
everybody.
Yeah.
Just the only thing with that is that this podcast is broadcasted on the internet, so we kind
so
of
he records. And then he walks away.
Goes outside.
I have no idea actually the process from like how it comes into the microphone and then goes to the internet. It's a mystery.
And then you just leave.
As soon as he leaves, he pulls the plug out of the network for
the Wi-Fi.
There's
little internet goblins that make all the rest
of
the stuff happen.
I guarantee you, you wouldn't have this type of hype that you would know about. And, you know, you'd probably see on the news, you know, thousands of people are sleeping outside of the theater tonight because of the release of Star Wars or something like that. But you just found out about it 3 days before that happened. So, like, oh, crap, that's coming out? And then you finally buy your ticket, you know, week four.
February.
February, yeah. And you finally get to see the movie.
No, it's sold
it
out through January.
Yeah,
there you go.
No shortage of fan theories going out there right now. I try not to get caught up in these. I think I know too much about Star Wars already, the movie, just because of you hear leaks of what actors doing this and who was seen on set. And that kills the magic. Like,
yeah.
Age of Ultron, this happened all the time. We knew what all the suits were going to look like. We knew who was going to be a part of it, what they were wearing.
That wasn't.
We didn't know who was going to die.
Yeah.
That was a good little
that
surprise.
That was a good surprise.
They kept that one.
I kind of figured somebody was going to die because it's Joss, and Joss kills everybody.
That
like,
is true.
He will try. He's been Game of Thrones. Great Game of Thrones people.
Before it was cool.
Before it was cool. Yeah. He's definitely.
He's the hipster. What's his name?
He kills those people that you like, you know, just enough to be like, oh, I like that character. But then if they die.
He's dead.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Hurt a little. But I can see him dying, yeah.
So, watch Buffy, any theories in the room you want to go over?
Darth Vader comes back.
I've heard that one.
And his name is Anakin Skywalker. And
yeah. Played by Christian Bale?
No, no.
James Earl Jones.
Tobey Maguire.
Oh, God.
And he's the blue ghosty form of Anakin.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. Oh,
my gosh.
There it is.
I did hear that Christian Bale was going to be in it as the Force ghost of Anakin.
No way.
Yeah.
I heard that.
It was a fan theory, but...
I think you might be thinking Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
That's
okay, Christian Bale was a joke.
I was like
Christian Bale or
it Hayden? Took me a second. Wait, I was like, he said Christian Bale? Wait.
Use the Force, Luke. Is it because it was Christian? Is that why?
Yep,
Hayden
that was
Christensen?
It. Hayden Christensen.
Hayden
Christensen.
Hayden Panettiere.
Hayden Panettiere was going to be in next.
Hayden
yeah.
Panettiere, yeah.
Probably could have tricked
that's
him with
Prince
that
Leia.
One.
Yeah.
She's still alive. Never mind.
I think in the whole thing, I mean, like, an honest thing, I think they're going to very, very lightly have Luke in it. I don't think he's going to be heavy into it.
Well, he's not on the poster.
Exactly. That's why I think he's going to be very light in the movie.
My big questions were, why he's not in the poster?
Yeah.
Because he's probably going to have a small role.
Yep, he's Yoda.
Or they're trying to, like, John from Nerd Reactor had a pretty good theory how there might be Spocking him. Because you know how Spock, Leonard Nimoy, was in the Star Trek reboot?
Yeah, yeah.
But he wasn't on the posters or nothing. He was kind of just like a surprise.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not really a surprise if everybody knows he's going to be in it.
Does everybody?
Yeah.
I mean, we do because we're in a media website. But if you don't put him in the trailer, I guarantee if I go to work and ask most of the, you know,
please.
But he's done all the press junkets with the rest of the crew and everybody else, and he's talked about it.
And
already.
There was a leaked photo of him behind the scenes, of him in full
the beard,
Obi-Wan
and
Kenobi garb.
Yeah, but again, we're seeing that because we actively fish that type of information out. I don't think. Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Okay, explain to me.
Tom, Dick, and Harry?
Star Wars.
Because I've been wondering for years.
they're all
three
Jedi.
Random white guys.
No, they're Jedi.
They're Jedi.
At the end of episode 6.
Okay, Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
We're going to
touch like
on
that soft
in a
J, huh?
The war's not over?
No.
Still
no.
Oppressing, rampant
no,
through the...
Yeah.
Although it's not canon anymore in the
extended universe.
The few books that I did read took place right after 6.
Six.
And it was called the Thrawn series. And it was like this dude, the Sith were gone, uh-huh. The Emperor was gone, Vader was gone, but this really badass commander took control over the fleet. And he was just wrecking people with his just being smart. And then he found some clone Jedi on a different planet, resurrected him and brought him in to be like his muscle. And there was like that, but yeah, they're still continuing with that. The Empire is like in shambles, but it's still around.
Because remember, the Empire wasn't driven by the dark side. It was already an evil entity. Darth Vader added that dark side to it as being the lieutenant of what's it called?
The
Emperor. Of the Emperor.
Added the dark side to it.
And the Emperor as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it was a evil government that just added an evil religion to it.
Basically.
So
they just
got rid
of religion, and now we're just an evil government.
Yeah, which only the heads actually believed in it. No one else believed in it. None of the
officers
or anybody.
So they were force chokes.
Yeah, that's why
yeah,
he was
so force chokes. Yeah. Like, okay, we believe in this.
Okay.
Now. All right. We've converted.
Hey, where do I sign up?
I think it's kind of jacked, though, that they just kind of balled up the extended universe and was like, yeah, that's not.
They call them legends now.
Yeah.
But that if they're not canon and they never happen.
Well, they're canon. They're just. Legends.
I heard they weren't canon.
Well, see,
they're not. They're legends.
They're legends.
You can't just explain it the way it is. They're legends.
It's as if, like, they're exaggerated stories that you might hear in the cantina, for example.
I know.
They're not.
Well, because the film takes place 30 years after 6, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Because it was 4 took place 30 years after 3.
3.
And then 7 is taking place 30 years after
4
took place 30 years.
30
years.
Oh, after 3. Okay, after the first 3 movies. Yeah. Okay.
So this one's taking place 30 years after 6.
The other big question is, who is the girl crying over?
She's crying over Kylo Ren.
She's crying over somebody's body. You think it's... That's kind of an interesting part to throw in the trailer. I don't think it would be the main bad guy.
No.
Because you find out that Kylo Ren and her brother and sister.
Actually,
oh, God,
that's
actually a very good theory.
That's actually a really good theory.
You're welcome, everybody.
That's a theory.
Because technically, they don't give Kylo Ren's name.
Right.
It's Kyle.
And there's
his name is Kyle.
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, Kylo Ren.
You guys just been saying it wrong.
the whole time.
Why he's pissed. That's why he's killing
You just can't hear it through my mask.
There you go.
There's two different versions of that theory. One theory is that they're siblings, and they're the Solo siblings.
Okay.
Yeah. How would they
Leia
not
and Hans?
Would they have? How would they not have kept track of their kids, though?
Because, and this is where some theories are saying that they're pulling from the legends, is that in the legends, the kids weren't always with them. There were often times that they were sent away, and oftentimes separately, because they were hunted and
targets.
They wanted to be kidnapped and they were targets. So there were plenty of times when they weren't with them. So it's entirely, if they're going off of that, they're pulling those elements from the legends. That's one theory. The other version of the theory is that they're Luke's kids and whoever he ends up with, which would make Kylo Ren Darth Vader's grandson and him continuing on what his grandfather had started.
I kind of like the theory that there are no Force users besides, you know, like just Luke is going to be in it.
Here's the thing, though, is what was the name of the sixth movie?
Return of the Jedi.
There was the Return of the Jedi. What happened in 30 years that now it's back to...
It was just one
Jedi. Four.
Yeah, it was Luke, right?
Yeah. Where are the rest of the Jedi? Born. Just come
either,
out the
either
oh,
Luke
Luke's
or
back?
Luke
Luke's
or
back?
Leia.
Well, the whole thing was...
Leia was also had the Force within her, too. She was... Technically.
Right, but was it Return of a Jedi? It was Return of the Jedi. Like
yeah,
the Jedi
but
Order.
I don't think they were thinking that far 30 years ahead whenever they were coming. They were like, Return of the Jedi, and they were thinking an entity is gone, or a giant group is gone, because there were no, you know, quote-unquote Jedi, but then you got one that comes back, Luke.
Technically, you have two, because you have Anakin who comes back to the good guys
like
at the end of
30
it.
30 seconds before he dies.
Well,
exactly.
Boom.
Spoiler alert.
There you go, though.
Kind of interesting, but they never call them Sith, huh?
So who?
Well, like, even in the trailer, they're like, the dark side? Jedi? It's all real.
Oh.
I never heard... did they
spot-on impression.
Did they ever say Sith?
Right.
Did Han ever...
No.
...know them
maybe
as
just
Sith?
Maybe he just doesn't know. Okay.
Maybe he's just an idiot.
He's just
a drunk old man. It's all in his head.
We do have some other things to cover. Let's talk a little bit video games. We kind of led into it a little bit earlier. Fallout 4 is quickly coming. There is a big sale going on in the Bethesda store right now. Have you been following this, Aaron?
No.
So basically, each day this week, Bethesda is releasing a special limited edition Fallout 4 collectible that you can only get this week, and they're in very limited quantities.
Pop vinyl?
No pop vinyls. Okay. The first day was Tuesday, actually. I don't think they did it on Monday. And it was the exclusive wired Xbox One Fallout 4 controller.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I'm such a damn mark, Aaron.
You bought that one.
I bought it.
Wow.
I bought it. $60. $59.99. Wired controller. It's like powdered blue with that yellow trim with the Vault Boy on the lower right corner.
With a mysterious button.
And a mystery button.
Why is there a mystery button on there? What is...
It's like a mystery button on...
It's going to do literally nothing.
I think it's going to do volume controls.
That's
what
stupid.
It is. I think it's...
Is one button to control volume?
Well, I think it might be like an alt button where you push that and then use the D-pad to do your controls.
That's too much. Just put a wheel on there. Volume rocker.
A lot of people were upset that it was wired, but I don't care. It didn't faze me one bit.
Didn't it say it was detachable?
It says detachable, but I don't think that means it's wireless. I think that just means it's a paperweight when it's detached.
How much? I've seen this thing.
$59.99.
Okay.
It's not as much as I thought it was.
It's just a regular controller price, yeah.
They only made 5,000 of them. I bought it.
Don't take it out the box, put it up on eBay.
No,
I guarantee you it'll make. You said they only made 5,000?
Yeah, 5,000.
Oh, yeah.
There's more DeLoreans in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
You think I should resell it? I like it, though.
Okay, like it. But you'll like the money even more. Guarantee. 5,000? Unless they come out with, like, another, you know.
Like the deluxe edition.
Yeah, but.
They only make 2,500 of them.
Or that button, you know, like, locks the controller and doesn't work anymore.
Like, or like that. Anti-theft or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Boop, boop.
I bought it, and then I, you know, had to, I was at work, and so I did, like, one quick job, go back to look up more details on it, and it was sold out,
yeah.
Like, within 15 minutes of my original purchase. So it was total impulse. I got it. I'm excited for it. I just feel like, I feel like those fanboys.
Yeah, you are. You don't feel like them. You are.
I hate it.
But, I mean, hey, yeah. Hey, do you.
Do you.
You do you.
Do you.
Oh, God damn it. And I think today was the messenger bag. Tomorrow, I think, is a custom watch.
How much was the messenger bag? I need some prices on these things. Because that is what kills fanboy in me almost every single time.
When people are just willing to pay.
No. The price. When I look at the money.
Well, they only charge that because that's what people are willing to pay.
I understand.
So
why
if people
they
wouldn't buy
that.
This crap, the prices would go back down.
$68.
$68?
For the messenger bag.
Too much.
Pip-Boy messenger bag.
I better have the chip inside that controls a robot army.
What the?
Yeah.
For $70, you have a yes. Very high. Wow.
Yes. True Fallout fans will get that reference.
I think that the watch they're selling is over $100.
Too much.
I'm not too sure.
Wait, for me to tell time, I'll look at the sun and the shadows. Forget that.
He'll go straight Native American.
Exactly.
On you.
Wow. Indian. Come on, man.
Sorry. No, wait. Native American.
Why would you? I was going to say, why are you? Sorry. Indians.
It's that white guilt. you can trick them into anything.
Come on, man. Sorry. Jews. Oh, wait. What? Oh,
I
no,
can
wait.
Say that.
He was like, I
can say Jewish.
Yeah, but that white guilt, sir, eats through everything.
It metal, does.
It does.
Adamantium. Vibranium eats through everything.
Aaron, there's actually a deal I saw today. I'm going to look it up. It's a Black Friday deal.
$299 for the Xbox.
Because you're black.
It's in the show notes as well.
Are you? Is that what it's going to take? $299.
$299 is tempting.
You get the Xbox One, Fallout 4,
yep.
And Gears of War. I mean, I know Gears of War isn't do it for you,
it
but for
didn't.
Free, it's free.
Okay, yeah, but
it's a big game.
No, it's not free. It's still $299. That price is wrapped in there somewhere. That's what that is.
But the Fallout 4, at least.
Fallout 4, yes, I like that because the other prices were what, like $3.4 or $3.50.
Yeah, you can't find an Xbox for less than like $3.50.
So that was an actually good deal. But right now, our currency is saved for one big thing, and as soon as I get that big thing, then.
A hooker. Yeah. But you're gonna you're gonna need to get the Xbox though, like
I don't think
for
I
Fallout, man.
Why can't I do it on the PC?
I don't think you can.
Why not?
I don't envision that game coming out and you not playing it, first of all. That's
that's
I'm scenario number one.
I am going to play it.
Just how?
Yeah, that's the other question. How, white man? How? That's the other question.
Oh, man. All right. You can check us out on kickstarter.com/AaronNeedsAnXbox1.
Hey, get it.
We can go set up a GoFundMe account or
something. Get it popping. Hey. Because, I mean, the only reason why I don't want to do it on PC, of course, is because it's not going to be optimized.
Right.
I'm not going to get the best of the best of the best. And I know I'm going to have, like, some little kinks or glitches or something that's going to mess me up. I just want to be able to plug it in and play or whatever.
Plug
you know?
It in,
yeah.
Plug it in.
Oh, man.
Plug and play.
And then it's gonna be a complete game. It's not going to be, you know, half.
You think so? You got faith in Bethesda?
Oh, yeah. Because
there's still the possibility that this thing comes out and it's just riddled.
No.
It's a Bethesda game. Like, come on.
Riddled with what? Are you saying, like, bugs?
Skyrim, the giant.
That's possible, though.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying it's still going to be a complete like,
okay.
There's no 10-year plan.
Yeah, but if this game comes out,
I didn't
want to
say it.
If it's got,
yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
If it comes out and has a bunch of glitches, though,
that'll be horrific, horrific. Especially because they're like, it's coming out this year. People hyped this year, but they showed looks
the loot crate,
amazing,
all the merchandising, yeah, all this Bethesda sales stuff, almost, and then the game comes out and it's glitchy.
It's almost on par with the Star Wars hype.
I'm on par with that.
You're on par with
I'm
that?
I'm on par with everything you just said.
It's like, let it marinate for a
little. Let it sink in. All right.
And you got it. So, but, no, yeah, I didn't want to say the D word. Yeah, no. I got into a debate with Gaming Sense Gaming when I did my stream on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, because he was in there on Monday.
Was he heated still?
He must have been, because he came in trying to spit hot fire.
On you?
With the debate of Destiny.
He's in the room right now, too. So.
Is he?
Oh,
how you doing, sir? Yeah, we got to the nitty-gritty on that one.
Really? Yeah.
We got to the nitty-gritty.
We can, if he's in the room, we can recap that afterwards.
We,
I actually,
oh yeah, we afterwards, yeah.
I actually did something good. There's Sacramento Gaming Pod, or not Sacramento Gaming, there's a Sacramento podcast community on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
If you're in the Sacramento area and you're interested in doing a podcast, even if you've never done a show yet but you've just thought about it, the dude who runs its name is Ray Ortega, and he is a legitimate podcaster.
What does that mean? What is the criteria of a legitimate?
It means
podcaster?
He's a podcaster's podcaster.
I still need some. I need some bullet points.
He's been doing this thing for well over 10 years.
Okay.
The guy he does it for a living. Actually, he's a podcast producer. He gets paid money dollars.
Okay.
That's how he
money dollars.
Money dollars. Rubles.
Follow caps.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how he makes his living. And then on the side, he does like 3 different podcasts all about making podcasts.
That kind of sounds like that's.
Seems like a Ponzi scheme or something.
Right.
No.
For 2 podcasts a day, everybody.
You can feed a little after you can.
And then you can teach him to do a podcast. And teach you. Okay.
He
and then
does
you get 2 people under you, yeah. and they start.
He joined the group, and then he also does a meetup once a month. So I actually went to the meetup. It was like it was in Mather in Rancho Cordova in like some giant emergency building.
In an emergency moment.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of cameras. It's where when shit goes down, that's where like all the news teams meet up. And I don't know, it was a really impressive building.
Okay.
Like lockdown security. And yeah, it was a great time just talking to a bunch of people who from way different backgrounds, experience levels. One dude, he does a running podcast. It's about running and alcohol.
Running and alcohol.
It seemed like 2 things that mix well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Does he do them at the same time?
I believe so. And he has no idea about equipment or anything. He just talks into a microphone and puts it on the internet, and he's got a big enough following where he said half of his income comes from that podcast.
Really?
But he's so lost on all this stuff we're talking about, so we're like helping him out. Like, this guy's going to be
so
a podcast.
So now 100% of his income is about to come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This stuff's going to take him to the next level.
Wow.
There's people in there who'd never even bought a microphone yet, you know, and they were going there asking these type of questions. It was super cool. Ray Ortega, he was one of the people who helped organize the International Day of Podcasting that we were a part of. He was actually hosting the show that had me on there for a little segment. Great guy. Awesome stuff to do.
So what did you learn?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
I was going to say, what was the good thing
you
did?
Yeah, like what was the purpose of if?
Because you started this saying you did something good.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I did it good for me.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So. All right.
Wow.
And next week we're talking about whiskey and how to train for a 5K.
Yep. We're changing the entire format of the show.
I can do the whiskey part for you guys, but I don't know about that 5K.
Yeah, you can.
You can do the moonshine aspect.
Actually, I got some.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Apple pie, baby. Apple pie.
When you're playing a game, for example, Rising Dead. Or Dead Rising.
Dead Rising.
I was going to say, I've never heard of Rising Dead.
It's a knockoff.
Oh, okay.
It's for the PlayStation.
You know when you're playing the game and you loot someone's vehicle and it's got random things like a gun and bullets and like a gold trophy and liquor and stuff?
Okay.
You know, you think that stuff's not in my car. You know, that's not real. It's video game. If you go to Eddie's car right now, you will find like military grade laser, more than likely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably a katana or one of those bamboo fighting sticks.
You thought the video games weren't a mirror of life? Is that what you were trying to get at? Because they are.
It's a mirror of my
life.
For
Eddie, it is. The guy has the most random things. A Molotov cocktail.
No.
Probably
in
his trunk.
Wow.
The moonshine's there, but no Molotov.
Did you say he has Obama in his trunk?
I have Obama in my trunk.
Should be running the country.
I have a big old piano in there.
So you don't have anything weird in your car?
No, I don't think so. I think if you looted my car in the video game world, you'd be sorely disappointed.
You'd be screwed. Yeah.
You might, if you're lucky, a couple pieces of gum.
Couple? That's it? You just keep two pieces of gum in you.
You never know when you're going to need it.
At all times.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm going after Eddie's car.
Definitely.
Knock yourself out.
You'd just be drunk the whole time.
Yeah.
But I'll have weapons.
Wow.
No, actually, I have, now that I think about it, I do have flares in the back. It's an emergency road kit.
Go to UPS. That's where you go.
Go to UPS.
Go to UPS warehouse. You'll find all the things you need.
I used to have a bug out bag.
Really?
That doesn't surprise me one bit.
It was a 72-hour bug out bag. I grew up in San Antonio, which is, a
Hick town?
No, it's a...
Hillbillies?
They have rednecks? What do you call those?
Mexicans?
Wow. They're wow.
They're military bases.
Dang,
there.
That white guilt went out the window.
I was like, really?
Maybe.
No, there was military bases there, so they, when 9/11 all that happened, they like went school to school training everybody to make sure that they're prepped and that when you graduate, make sure you had this in your in your car because you never know when the terrorists are going to attack.
Yeah, you do. You know when they're going to attack.
You know when they're going to attack.
The government does.
So we're going to talk about some more video game news. Lightning Returns Final Fantasy 13 is possibly heading to Steam in December.
Nobody cares.
It's an old game, man.
No, and I know a little thing about old games.
Are there a lot of people anticipating this, you think?
No.
I don't even think a lot of people know about it.
There's four people.
The ones that are in this room?
The creator of the game.
And they all work at Dell?
Yeah, they all work at Dell. The creator of the game, his mother, his father...
And Jada.
Yeah. There you go.
There they are. All of them.
I reviewed that game, actually, for Nerd Reactor.
It was the very first
like
one, right?
It felt like an eternity ago. It was my first big one. I think I even bought the PlayStation.
Took pictures and everything of it.
I took pictures. I think I bought a PlayStation 3 just to review it. I was young, dumb.
Wow.
Are
you old and dumb?
Now it's coming to Steam. Han Solo, Leia, Emperor Palpatine will all be playable in Star Wars Battlefront.
Yep.
Okay, now that we're back on that, that's good. Because in the show notes, Angry Joe, we all know him, right?
Oh, God. Yeah, we actually watched him stream for a few minutes.
Not fans. Yes.
Yeah. I had to turn it off.
Not the biggest fans, I understand.
Okay.
But he goes on this rant about the Battlefront additions, the different ones. There's the standard one, $59.99. Uh-huh. There's one above that, which is $69.99, and then there's this like ultra deluxe edition.
The one that comes with the refrigerator.
$119. No, it doesn't come with a refrigerator. So standard one, you get the game. The one above that one for $69.10 extra bucks, you get three other weapons, and two emotes. Right. Three weapons you can get in game, if you play like two rounds. And then the emotes, of course, are just emotes or whatever. Yeah. Then the $120 edition, you get all that stuff plus the $50 season pass.
The season pass is $50?
Season pass is $50.
Wait, so the game is... So if you bought it separate, the game is $60.
Mm-hmm.
Season pass is $50?
If you look in the mirror every morning and you tell yourself... Video games cost $59.99. You're lying.
I don't think that the season pass costs $50, but if you get it in that bundle of $120, that's how much it breaks down to, I believe.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's ridiculous.
And that's what EA put out. Angry Joe, he goes on there and
Angry Joe has been harping on this game for a long time though. Before all the details in the dust has settled, he was pissed off because he was saying there's no classes, a lot of stuff. The more I'm talking to gamers, it's good. You can kind of really tell who's disillusioned and who's got their head on their shoulders, because honestly, I'm telling you this, Battlefront is Battlefield with a Star Wars cosplay.
Well, yeah.
That's all it is.
If
you tell yourself that it's not, you're lying. I've heard people say, no, it's not. It's its own unique game. This is Battlefront. No, you obviously did not play Battlefront 1 and 2 because this is not Battlefront. This is Battlefield cosplayed as Leia in
Jar Jar.
Gold bikini.
Jar Jar Binks.
I wouldn't go far as to say it's as bad as Jar Jar. And that's not a bad thing. People think, oh, no, that's an insult. No, it's great. Battlefield is a fun game. I've had a lot of good times on Battlefield. The game is fun. The music is awesome. When you're playing in the game, you feel like you're in the Star Wars universe and all that. But it's don't lie to yourself. It's Battlefield.
So DICE, level artist, reacts to Joe's angry Joe's Battlefront rant on Twitter.
Really?
Because that's where you take all your beef.
Perfect.
Oh, obviously.
What's it say?
This was in the show notes. I guess his name is Sebastian Braun.
Okay.
He tweeted out, "Highly unimpressive. He's wrong on so many facts, and it's outright guessing. Yet rants like he knows. It's tiring and cliche. TBH."
To be honest.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that clarification.
I know how to internet. Okay, guys.
I thought that was short for Tom, Dick, and Harry.
You just need to go back to school because there was like no D.
I was like, "Where's the D in there?"
At all.
It's in joke. His mom.
I'm just kidding.
Terrible.
Oh, it took you a
second.
Settle.
Yeah, yeah. It took you a second there.
It took
huh?
a minute to settle in. Good one, Eddie.
Thank you.
You almost missed it.
I'm on par with everything he just said.
I'm on par.
He also tweeted, "That's why I usually don't bother with those people."
What do you mean by those people?
They love to make headlines and don't care if they bend the truth to get heard. Ooh.
Damn, that's racist.
Cam Brand adds that Joe is bending the truth to get headlines. Nothing has been cut out of Battlefront, according to DICE Designer. He's in... What the heck was that?
Nothing.
He feels it's bothersome that people think DICE is withholding content from fans. Angry Joe actually went back on the Twitter. You know, because, like, you got to say something back,
No, you can't
right?
just let someone say something to you on the internet and you don't say something back.
Exactly.
That's Internet 101.
He said, I represent me and no one else, and I do feel it's bothersome when people think we are withholding content from people. That's Angry Joe. Is that all he said?
Is he right?
Yeah. I don't know. The game isn't out. I don't know if they're withholding anything or...
Personal feelings about Angry Joe aside... It is EA, so likely there's some truth to the story. It is not a legitimate Battlefront game. They did seem to skim out on quite a few of the details. That beta was weak.
It was.
I'm going to be honest. That was a weak beta.
I was pretty disappointed.
It was good to see how the mechanics work and get a feel for the atmosphere of the game, but they gave us some pretty cruddy levels. One super lopsided game type that just wasn't even fun if you're on the wrong side. So Angry Joe might have a point. But then again, I'm just bending shit to get headlines. So
there you go.
That is true.
There you go. You know what? I applaud the DICE level artist
for sticking up for himself.
For at least going out and saying something. How many people in the company would? How many people in any company would go? Because I mean, he has as much as I really don't care for his internet persona. Angry Joe has a following.
Yeah.
And somebody's listening to
that. In
that
situation, though, do you put the time and effort into saying something back, or do you just rest on your game?
Oh, wait. First of all, if it's me and I said something about somebody's game and then they came at me, if Bungie came at me today on Twitter and was like, "Aaron, you've been talking all this crap about Destiny. You don't know what you're talking about, bro. Play the game."
No, I'm talking from... you're talking crap about Destiny and Bungie.
Okay.
Does Bungie respond, or do they just like, you know what?
No, they don't.
No.
You're up here, for people that can't see at home, you're high above the internet, personalities.
Right.
You're in a major corporation. Yeah.
EA. I've mentioned you're millions of dollars.
Yeah, millions. Yeah. Your front door costs more than his whole
house.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't respond at all. You just be like, "Well, whatever."
Yeah.
When this game comes out, it's still going to sell millions.
Yeah.
Because
so,
it's got the license. Yeah,
exactly.
It's got that license snatched
like
to
we
it.
We got one podcaster who's trying to go against us. And,
exactly.
It's one
it
over.
It all goes back to that age-old argument. 50 said, "Go ahead and switch your style up, but when they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up."
That's not an argument, but...
Yeah.
That's some Shakespeare's and shit, though, yo.
Yeah. So back to the story, we could speculate a little bit. So we get Han Solo, Leia, and Palpatine as playable characters. They've been playable in the past ones. Or I know for sure
something,
Leia was
something dark
yeah.
side.
Do you think they're going to do the same deal and we're just going to get, you know, Blaster and Blaster Leia? Or do you think they're going to give Leia some...
Nah.
They don't give her no force powers?
No.
No.
Is this going to be... Oh, it's going to be old Leia, too, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
it's gonna be
original series.
50-year-old Leia.
I mean, did you see Luke in there? Luke's, like, young, like, from episode 6, so...
Yeah.
That's true. Palpatine's probably going to do the same thing. Force Lightning.
Force Lightning. Force Lightning.
The game is just... It's not anything that interests me on any levels of Battlefront or Battlefield. So it's like...
Seems like it could be the next Mario Party for some reason. Just everybody coming together just to play on each side.
No, I don't even see that.
No?
No.
No.
This would be a shine briefly because the movie is still coming out.
It's
yeah,
Star
and it's Star Wars,
Wars yeah.
And then fade away.
Hey!
Nice.
Wow, we got
Frown face just got banged. Let's see. Aaron, do you need a reason to go to BlizzCon?
Yes.
I got one for you.
It better be better than anything that's World of Warcraft.
Linkin Park is the musical guest at BlizzCon this year, November 7th. It was announced this last week.
I'm buying tickets.
If you're going to be in Anaheim November 6th and 7th.
Yes, I'm not.
You can check out Linkin Park. Dude, it's Linkin Park.
What is that gonna get? I liked Linkin Park maybe when they first released. And that was about it. It was like, oh, this is something new. And then I was like, okay, this is
Linkin
Park.
Doesn't even matter.
What? You've gone so far.
Yeah, exactly.
Eddie's on par.
You two guys are.
You guys are both on par with each other. Mm-hmm. You guys can take that after the show. One last thing. Not one last thing. This last week we got to do something awesome. I want to thank the great people at.
Do you remember their name?
Wizards of the Coast.
Oh. Yeah.
They hooked us up big time. They gave us two booster boxes. They gave us a fat pack, all of the intro decks, two event decks for review. So we've been doing our due diligence and getting this stuff reviewed. The first one was the event deck. If you're a Magic player looking to get into the game, Aaron, as you should be.
Why?
Because it's so fun.
I've never played. Here, this is. I'm giving you the scenario. I've never played any card games ever.
Besides Yu-Gi-Oh?
No. This is a fictional. I'm a fictional person right now.
You're a fictional person
right
now. Right
now.
So this isn't you. This is just
this isn't
you.
Me. This is, yeah, theoretically.
This is the time to get into Magic.
You are the salesperson of said Magic.
Okay.
I've never played a TCG or a...
trading card game.
No, what's the other one, though?
CGI?
No. There's trading card games, and then there's...
I don't know, dude.
RPGs.
Let's move on with this.
FBIs.
With this scenario.
CIAs. Yeah.
You also, how are you getting me into this game, basically? That's how I'm saying. How are you getting me this person fresh off the street?
I do it. This is how I do it.
Terrible.
Aaron, close your eyes.
Good Lord.
Imagine a world of magic and whimsy.
As he's reaching into your pants.
And that's why I'm out. He's the Uber rapist, isn't he?
Now just give me your hands.
Exactly. He's the Uber rapist.
No, man. Okay.
I think if you gave it a chance, at least to play
it
in a...
played Magic. No, I... Here, put it this way. From Aaron Carter...
Oh, we're
I'm,
off
fictional. Now I'm real now.
Okay.
Now I'm back to real. I like Magic over Yu-Gi-Oh!, the current state of Yu-Gi-Oh! Now.
Mm-hmm.
It's more strategic than a Yu-Gi-Oh! Game. Because they've watered the crap down out of Yu-Gi-Oh! But when it was back in the very early days of Yu-Gi-Oh! Where matches took like hours because there wasn't these quick combo things like, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Has now where you can win a match in first hand type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I like Yu-Gi-Oh!'s format better. But I'm kind of just all over.
Do you know the actual formats of how Magic is played now?
He's played it. I've explained the rules. It's not a rules thing. Aaron knows how to play. I don't think...
But like formats,
I mean, standard
and...
The issue was whenever we played with Aaron, it was always in the context of compared to Yu-Gi-Oh! Because he was still playing it at the time. Yu-Gi-Oh! Has since turned into a giant trash hole.
It's literally a
pile of garbage.
It's sad.
I went and saw... I was at the comic shop back when it was here, and I ran into Noel and Adam, and they were at a tournament. I was like, oh, let's go see my buddies. So I go stand over there by Noel. He's going first round against this guy. He loses in one turn.
Who, Noel?
Noel loses in one turn. It's not his fault. It's not that he's bad. It's that the other guy paid to buy these cards, and everybody who wanted to win played the same combination of cards that had the capability of winning in turn one. I don't think you can win in Magic turn one ever unless the person gives up.
No, because it's more strategic than that.
It's so strategic.
It's become a thing where it used to be chess versus chess, in my opinion, to freaking chess versus chutes and ladders.
I don't know, because it's more different than that. I think. I mean,
I'm talking about between Yu-Gi-Oh and Magic.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Though.
Yeah, it's checkers still, to chess.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even checkers. Yeah. You can't win one move in checkers. That's why I was like, oh, shoots,
okay,
and ladders.
That's what you mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's but checkers even, to Jenga.
You like even on a whole different level, though, the community of Yu-Gi-Oh just sucks entirely. I've spoken with already like a few different comic book shop owners who hold tournaments like that. They hate holding tournaments.
They hate
Yu-Gi-Oh.
It, but it
they
brings in a lot
it
of cash.
It does. Yeah. And that's the only reason why they still do it. But they said if it didn't bring in so much money, they would not do it anymore. They would just stop because the people who come in are just such assholes. They're douchebags when they come in. Their attitude and everything.
They're card stealers and everything.
They're card stealers and everything. Wow.
And so this is the time to get into Magic, and let me tell you why.
Okay. Say all that for this.
One of the biggest, most awesome sets that they ever did that made some of the most badass creatures and card mechanics was called Zendikar.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had a spawn from that called The Rise of the Eldrazi, which had these crazy giant beasts. You get into the lore, man. These things are like these giant giga monster things that the art is so beautiful. Like, it's twisted, and they're like humanoid,
but
fleshy looking
keep going.
Monsters that are usually a cost that's ridiculous, like 12 mana to play this thing, and it has these abilities that just completely wreak havoc on the entire board, but they're so hard to get out.
Gross.
They're returning to Zendikar, man.
They're coming back?
They returned.
What?
And there, in fact, is a battle going on right now for Zendikar.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to play the intro decks. The event deck is so good. Yeah. It is a perfect starting point. It's one of those decks that it's so powerful but not broken, because if you take that card and you put it in the hands of someone who knows what they're doing, and it's you cannot find a better deck. But if you give it to a newbie, it's going to play terribly because there's so much gamesmanship in that deck. It's called Ultimate Sacrifice. If you're looking to get a Magic deck right now and you want to be somewhat relevant in Standard, you're probably not going to go to your local tournament and like dominate, but you'll win a few matches with it. And if you tweak it, it can, I think, win you some legitimate tournaments.
Yeah.
On the local level. They're going back to Zendikar.
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you hear that?
This lore, how much does it play into actual gameplay?
As much as you want it to. I had a friend.
Oh, so none at all.
I had a friend, just like you. You made a water deck. You remember?
On Yu-Gi-Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's because they were powerful.
You had a water deck, but...
But you based it around a certain attribute or a certain...
Did you do that because... Would you have thrown not a water creature, a fire creature in there if it made the deck more powerful? Or were you like a theme builder?
You can't really say that for when I played Yu-Gi-Oh, because if you threw a fire in it, it was going to throw off the whole
deck. So it didn't have synergy.
It didn't have a lot.
Well, see, I had friends who would build angel decks, and he would go so far as, of course, he'd only put angel creatures in it, or like creatures that were monks or something that prayed to the angels. But when he'd put other sorceries in there completely unrelated, he would not put them in there if they had like a picture of a goblin.
Wow.
Even if it's not a goblin card. Wow. It had to have the angel look or like a monastery in the background. And it was a really good deck, and it was really fun, and that's how we built it. Like, I have an elf deck that's very similar.
Yep.
Even if there's a card that would greatly benefit it, I won't put it in unless it's an elf.
And they have styles like, you know, the ally decks, they have elf decks, they have angel decks, they have, like you were saying, goblin decks. They have decks that are, you know, built for, you know, building life and causing your opponent to lose life. You have there's so many different styles of decks you can create with the game itself.
Strategies. Webb, how many decks do you play with?
Just as one.
Yeah, I have one commander deck, and then I have one of the event decks. I haven't been able to play with it.
So
yet.
Two decks.
I have two decks. Three decks. I built a third one.
As is it working out for you?
I haven't played it yet.
Ah, I haven't played that deck.
You built one, you said?
Yeah.
When did you do this?
Between all three of you, how many decks do you have?
I have
maybe five or six.
Yeah, I got.
You play with five or six decks.
I have three commanders. Good three Lord. Commander decks. I have.
Good Lord.
Commander is even a better fun. It's an even more fun game type for someone like you.
And that's what I was talking about as far as format.
It's a better, more fun game type for people like you.
It's a better Morphin.
It's a better Morphin.
That's the way.
Mighty Morphin fun.
I would recommend trying Commander first.
It's hard for me to get into TCG games anymore, especially because everything is all digital now. And buying cards, I got out of a long time ago. Currency on cards.
Because we have friends who weren't into it about a year ago, and then we were playing it all the time, and they were always like, "Oh, you're going to go play your Magic cards? You're going to go?" And we're like, "Yeah, we're going to go play." And they started getting into it, and they decided to start buying their own decks. And they didn't start out by, like, literally going all out and everything. I mean, they did later on, buying whole booster boxes or anything. But they did start out with, like, buying an intro deck or buying an event deck, and they started building on that. And, I mean, yeah, the digital aspect of Magic is good because, like Corey's talked about before, that's how he's learned how to play the game legitimately. That's how, because he would talk about that every time. Every time I would ask a question in games, like, he'd be like, "You gotta play the game on Xbox, play the game."
Yeah.
So I started playing the game and starting learning a lot more. And but it doesn't take away from the aspect of playing face to face with somebody with physical cards.
Yeah, yeah, that's always fun, definitely. There was just like things like, what was the game mode when you played on the Xbox, Corey, where it'd be like three of you versus the computer?
Arch enemy.
I want that type of stuff. Like, that mode almost made me buy the game.
You can play that in Magic.
Yeah.
No, but, like, you can play that in...
You can play that tabletop. They make cards, these oversized cards that are modifiers that the archenemy does. He can play with his own deck.
Oh, the person will have it?
Yeah, so you just choose someone at the table who's the archenemy.
Yeah, I want a computer. They're smarter than humans. It's just... Or Gondo.
We'll see. That's the thing. You'll never know unless you actually... try it different forms.
It's difficult to get back into that. I left that life a long time ago, guys.
I don't know. We don't have any more intro decks, do we?
No, we used them all. That's the other article we just wrote. We actually took... It's something I've always wanted to do but never had the opportunity. We got each and every one of the intro decks. I had six people come over. We gave them each an intro deck. We rolled so that it'd be random who got what. And we just played through a giant tournament and we tallied up all the points and then we power ranked the decks. Everybody who showed, I let they kept the deck and the boosters and whatever, and they just in turn gave me like a quick couple paragraphs, and we power ranked the whole thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's something I've wanted. I mean, other people do it, but not like this. So if you want to check that out, it's on nerdreactor.com. We power rank the decks. If you're looking to get into this set, first of all, buy the event deck, first of all.
Yeah.
$25. You get way more than that in its worth in just sheer card value.
Especially if you're just starting. The event deck is your perfect... way to start. If you're already a well-rounded player and you're looking for a good starting point for like a life gain one or any type of ally deck or whatever, the intro decks are your way to go.
The way that they do the draft, do they do that still?
What do you mean?
Remember I went to a tournament with you.
No, that's what we're going to do with the booster boxes. Okay. We're going to invite all those people, even some more people, and we're just going to booster draft it. Yeah. That'd be awesome, Aaron. Come.
I might. Gross.
Aaron.
Yu-Gi-Oh tried that too. I guess they thought that they were dying, and then they came out with these draft.
That did not last long, did it?
Because that got me excited to get back in it. And then I went online to look at the list of cards that they were going to have out of all these drafts, and I was like, yeah, this is balanced to where it's not going to be win first hand type of deal. And then all of a sudden a meta came out with the draft where it wasn't a draft anymore. It was just more of a get those packs and then build a deck from the cards. That went all the way instead of just randomly getting what you can, build a deck out of what you just randomly pulled, and then it killed the whole game all over again. And I was just like, yeah, I'm done with you.
I think you should come when we do that.
I probably will, but I'll be at home, and I'll be watching porn.
There we go.
There's not much else we can say, people. I want to thank you all for checking out the show. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a review there. That could help us out a lot. We are all the way up to 20-something reviews.
Nice.
Reviews are hard to come by in the Amazon Marketplace.
Amazon Marketplace?
Apple Marketplace. So thank you to those who reviewed it. You'll be happy to know, Aaron, we are ranked at a 4.5.
That's not high enough.
Huzzah.
Not high enough for me. We need to be a 5.5.
All right. We'll try it. We'll work on that one. You can check us out also on Stitcher. If that's your preferred method. We're also now on Audioboom. Audioboom. I really like Audioboom, actually.
That sounds familiar. Are we on Twitter with them?
It's a new podcasting kind of network directory where they pick select shows. And here's the thing. Most places, when you put your podcast on there, it's as easy as submitting a link, and they'll throw any podcast on there. You could be Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Here we go with those guys again.
Somebody's
going to
make a podcast.
We got to figure out who these guys are.
You could be those guys and get most places. Audioboom, actually, they vet all of the podcasts that come through very well. Really? And they give you a real person communicates back with you with feedback or opportunities. So the lady who called me was like, yeah, I'm in charge of video game podcasts. I have to listen to the video game podcast. I choose who gets featured. We got featured in the first week.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. On the front page?
Yeah, on the front page of the like hobby section or whatever.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So they're real people. They called me today saying we're going to London, doing all these exclusive
interviews.
We're
going to London?
No, not us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're going to be doing all these exclusive interviews, and they're looking for podcasts who want
to,
like...
Go to London? Because I'm all down.
No, Aaron. But if you work hard enough, someday.
Wow.
If you work hard enough, you could see the plane fly away.
They're pretty legitimate, though. The app has over 1 million downloads, so you know they're doing something right. So if you guys want another outlet to find our podcast, you can do it through Audioboom. Patreon.com. Help us support the show. We do this for free, people. We don't make very much money doing this show except what we get from the people.
Need your money.
And this studio was pretty damn expensive, so we're still in the hole. And we want to get some damn chairs. If you guys go to
Angry Joe has a chair, DX Racer.
Does he have a DX Racer?
Yes, he does.
All right.
Do we want to show them the chairs?
We'll do that later because this is the audio version of the podcast.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Thank you guys so much for Aaron Carter, the real David Webb, Eddie Villanueva Jr. My name is Corey Vincent. We will see you this weekend on Twitch for Aaron Carter's Weekend Bang.
Is that the name of it?
Is it?
Is it?
That was called Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Oh, that's a great place to end the podcast.